Bowled in! Oh, what a reply from Prasad. That's the way to do it. Just hammered for four. He comes right back and uproots his off stump.
Today, Sumit and I are here to talk about the IPL. We're going to have a little bit of a preview of the tournament, which is beginning in a couple of days. Today is Wednesday, the 20th. The way we're going to do it right now is that we're just going to look at each of the different teams. We've given ourselves a little bit of a goal. Sumit, what is a goal we've said?
So we have set a timer of 5 minutes per team. I know Arjun will eat in Mumbai Indians time, maybe from SRH or I don't know, Kolkata.
So it's 5 minutes per team?
Per team, yeah.
So even we have to stick to it. Delhi, we have to speak 5 minutes, or we can speak 30 seconds and move on?
Yeah, that we can see. It all depends how much time you are going to take for Mumbai.
Yeah, I hope. Okay, so we'll do that. And then I think we'll also just give our general predictions on who's going to do well, if there's any. Who's going to reach the top four.
We can say the three or four candidates who you see potential to win the orange cap or the purple cap, and who is going to win the IPL according to you. I know your answer would be Mumbai Indians, but we can debate.
No. Let's see. Okay, fine. So let's get into it. Where do we want to start?
We can start with your favorite team, Mumbai Indians.
Really?
Yeah.
My God. Okay, fine. Fine. So you can start the timer. See, I'll tell you what. Starting off with Mumbai. Mumbai have a problem. And the problem is injuries. Firstly, I think Jason Berendorf's being injured and ruled out of the tournament is a big problem, because he was going to be our, I'll call it our, he was going to be our power play bowler.
Yeah.
He was going to go ahead and take that role up. Luckily for Mumbai, we've got a good foreign pace bowler lineup this time, which we didn't have last time. So we've got Kutsi, and of course, we've got, besides Bumrah, we've got Madhushankar and Nuwan Tusara. Luke Wood has come in to replace Berendorf. I don't know if he'll be a starter. You know, he gives us that left arm option. But that's a problem. And when I talk about injuries, the other problem, of course, is the injury to Surya Kumar Yadav, because he's going to be missing the first few games as well. So I don't know how we're going to tackle those first few games, but hopefully we have enough Indian backup to take over.
Yeah, I feel with Mumbai, their strength is that they have really good top five batsmen, everybody from India. So they're not going to be any unavailability issue. And they are more or less the same. If you say what will be the squad for the T20 World Cup, I think the same, almost same five. You have Rohit, Ishan, Surya Kumar Yadav, Hardik Pandya and Tilak Varma. And they are going to be featuring in the same Indian starting 11. So I think the strength of Mumbai Indians is batting, the Indian batting, the core. There, again, as you have said, I feel they have good options in the pace. But I think where they are going to struggle is in the spin department. I don't think they have very seasoned spinner. They have Piyush Chawla, who is going to lead their spin attack, who only plays IPL. He doesn't play any other tournaments.
Yeah, he played a domestic tournament, but he didn't do well at all this year.
And he's going to be the like spearhead of the spin department.
Yeah. And we've got Shreyas Gopal.
Shreyas Gopal, who has played hardly 5-6 matches in the last couple of two or three seasons. He's not a regular. And then the third is Kumar Kartikeya.
Yeah. There is a fourth, and that's Shams Mulani. Shams Mulani has been a stalwart for Mumbai Ranji team.
Yeah.
He's an all-rounder now, because he's really batting at number 7 or so. He's really been propping up the Mumbai batting lineup. But I don't know how much of a T20 option he is. I hope he gets a game or two. So at least, he would have played some IPL, and we also get to see what domestic stalwart is like when he's compared against some of the top players in the world. So maybe he's an option.
I think this is where, again, though I'm going to eat a little bit time from Mumbai Indians, this is where I feel that some of the good names which were unsold, for example, this guy Shamsi went unsold, Adil Rashid got unsold, and even at the base price of like 50 lakhs, 1 crore, they could have got one overseas spinner, good spinner, who generally plays T20 around the world circuit. I think they missed this point.
Maharaj as well, I think.
Yeah.
But we have Mohammad Nabi. I think Mohammad Nabi is really going to be you know, jack of all. He may actually play a few games at the beginning.
And he's a very underrated spinner. I have seen whenever he bowls, though he doesn't have a lot of stock deliveries or a lot of variations, but I have seen he's always economical, even if he's not picking up wickets. I think he should play in 11.
There's one advantage that I think Mumbai's Pacers will have, maybe once you get the likes of Kotsi, etc. returning.
Yeah.
And that is this new rule of two bouncers.
Yes.
So the rule is that now you can bowl two bouncers in an over, which is going to be great for two reasons. One is because a bouncer means that you can really maintain a field. You can have a field that is behind square at all times. It's hard to hit a bouncer to long on unless you're Virat Kohli. So as a bowler, it really gives you a lot of options. And the second thing is a two bouncer per over rule does not mean that you have to bowl two bouncers. That means that you can bowl one and then you're keeping the batsman guessing. And so they're perhaps in theory, they're going to be less coming onto the front foot or coming down the track to attack because they may be expecting a bouncer. And on a ground like Wankhede, I think that's incredibly important because you will get that bounce and you will get the balls that they're not just sticking at below shoulder height, but they're coming at eye level and they're going to be really hard to play. So this is where I'm hoping that Kotsi, Bumrah, and maybe even Romario Shepherd and Tusara are able to do well.
So how do you feel? How do you rate the squad this time?
Yeah, I think it's a fantastic squad. It's very difficult to find holes. I mean, yes, you've spoken about spinners being a problem, but I think there's enough decent options to let it pass through 1 year. So yeah, I think top four finish.
I think I will rate them 8 out of 10, the overall squad. Let's see. Let's go to CSK now, Chennai.
Yeah, but we didn't want to talk anything about Hardik Pandya. Did we? Or do we talk about that later?
Maybe when we conclude.
Fine.
Because we are out of Mumbai Indians.
Yeah. Oh, you're doing the two big guns right in the front? Chennai, huh? Okay, fine. Chennai. Yeah, they've done well, right, in the auction. They've got all of these New Zealand players. I think Rachin Ravindra and Phillips have been Mitchell have been really good buys. From them, of course, they've got Santner and Conway. I don't know if Conway is going to be playing in the beginning. I think Conway is...
I don't think he's playing in the initial part.
Yeah.
I think they have, again, I feel they are at par with the team with Mumbai Indians. They have most of their bases settled. What do you feel?
Yeah, I think they've got a fantastic team as well. I don't really see too many weak links. I think a lot will depend on how the pace bowlers perform, the Indian pace bowlers, because they've got Chahar and Shardul. They've got Tushar Deshpande. And I think they're going to have to bowl a lot of overs. And I hope they do well. I hope they do well.
I think the only problem where I see with Chennai, the thing is, being IPL and so much of money around there, when the auction is going to happen, then all squads should be very balanced. They have a lot of money to spend, a lot of players to choose from. But still, I'm surprised that almost every team, they have one weak link. Like in CSK, now they are going to play half of their matches on Chepauk, which is a turning track. And they don't have a good Indian spinner in the squad. Apart from Jadeja. If you see, they have Mahesh Tikshana and Vishal Santner, and both of them, they are not going to play together. Both overseas players.
Moin Ali also.
And Moin Ali, because you have to choose. Because they are going to play Daryl Mitchell. They are going to play Rachin Ravindra. So, they have spinners, but not the hardcore.
They're going to play Rachin Ravindra, you think? Huh?
I think, because if Conway is not there, and Ajinkya Rahane, you have seen, he's not in great form, though we are talking about two different formats, but still he's low on confidence. I think they should start with Rachin Ravindra, especially when Conway is not available.
So the four foreigners will be whom, you said?
I think Daryl Mitchell and Rachin Ravindra should play, and then they will definitely play Mahesh Tikshana, and then they can be a toss-up between Moin Ali or Pathi Rana.
Or Santner.
I think Pathi Rana versus Moin Ali. I think if they're going to play Santner, it will be if they feel they are not willing to play Tekshana, then only they will bring in Santana.
Okay. Yeah. And how do you think Dhoni is going to do this year?
I don't know. It's a big question. There are big questions with few players like Rishabh Pant, Prithvi Shaw, and MS Dhoni. We don't know because they are going to play after 1 year, almost one and a half year. So we don't know. Even with Prithvi Shaw, though he has played few first class matches, but if you see at a competitive level, he has played very less matches in the last 1.5 years.
Yeah, but Dhoni's looking good, right? If you've seen photos of him, he's running around with his new long hair, I think.
It's all social media. Obviously, they will only post their best shots. If he's getting bold, they are not going to post it, right?
But it's not photoshopped. It's real. At least that's what I think. There's one X factor, and that's Shivam Dubey.
Yeah.
Shivam Dubey had a very, very, very good year, I guess, in general. He's been doing well, but he did get injured maybe about a month or so ago. He pulled out of the last couple of rounds of the Ranji Trophy, even though he was doing really well over there. But I'm hoping he does well. I think this is kind of like, you know, he's past 30 years old now, so he's not a youngster anymore. So if he has any peak, then this should be his peak right now. So hopefully he does well.
Now the question comes to, I feel, how well they play the first 10 overs, because you will have Ruturaj Gaikwad, you will have Rachin Ravindra, you will have Ajinkya Rahane. There are some days when they really play quite aggressively, but all will come to Shivam Dubey, Dhoni, Jadeja, how they are going to play in the over 10 to 20th over. Yeah. I don't see a lot of 200 plus scores by CSK. This is my personal feeling. And they have decent attack. Let's see how it turns out.
And they have Samir Rizvi, right? He's their wonder kid that they spent, I think, 8 crore or something on.
But I don't feel he's going to make in the top 11.
Really?
Yeah. If he do wonders in the Nets and they are thinking of playing him in playing 11, I find it difficult. I feel Ruturaj Gaikwad and Rachin Ravindra, they will open the innings. Then they will have Rahane, Daryl Mishal, Shivam Dubey, Ravindra Jadeja, yeah. MS Dhoni. Then they will have Shardul Thakur and Deepak Chahar. Then they will have Tikshana and Pathi Rana or Moin Ali. If Moin Ali is there, then you can take him up in the order.
True.
And Tushar Deshpande will be their 12th man, like last time. Sub player. I don't see any other player, even they have spent fortune, until unless he is doing wonders in the net. I don't see him playing in the first 11.
Yeah. Okay, good.
So now we can go to the team. The most hyped team in who has never won an IPL.
Oh no, you're jumping into the top three, huh? Three big ones. They've changed their name. You're talking about RCB.
Bangalore, yes.
They've changed their name
to Bangalore. They're still RCB, but Royal Challenge is Bangalore now.
Bangalore, okay. Bangalore has, of course, they've got these, you know, four monster players at the top.
RCB is always about the top four.
Top four, that's right.
Even the memes, a lot of people, they must have seen the meme that they are like top 5, 6. Everybody know who are they, and they don't know who is the... Because now we always talk about the playing 12, because IPL is about playing 12. So everybody knows their top 6 and nobody knows their bottom 6.
So do you see a weakness in their bowling then?
I think they have problems, especially with their pace department. Apart from Siraj, they don't have any fast bowlers. And this is where I am very surprised that they didn't go after Josh Hazlewood. I think he should have been there in their squad and in the playing 11.
Yeah, because in terms of foreigners, they've got Lockie Ferguson, Alzari Joseph and Rhys Topley as
pace bowlers. But the problem with RCB is, with all the top names and everything, they are going to play just one overseas player in the bowling section.
Because of Green, Maxwell
and Faf. Will definitely play Maxwell, they will definitely play Faf du Plessis and Cameron Green. So
correct.
These three are set. Now they have to choose the fourth overseas, which can be either Ferguson or it can be Alzari. I think they will go after Alzari Joseph rather than...
Let's say they swap those two. They still need to find two more bowlers, you're saying. Even if Green and Maxwell will bowl a few overs here and there,
yeah,
they still need to find
two Indian bowlers. I don't think they need Maxwell or Green. Like, they can use them for two overs, but they will have Siraj, they will have Alzari Joseph. Now the thing is, who are going to be the rest of the bowlers? There's Vishak, Vijay Kumar.
Yeah, he's done Anush well. Rawat. Vishak has got a fast bowling contract from India. So he's kind of in the mix. Anuj Rawat is there. Yash Dayal is there. Yash Dayal also had a very, very good recent few months. So I think they have some options, but yes, they're not tried at this level. They're not IPL proven performers. They're good domestic bowlers. And I don't know if there's that support system within RCB to help get them from being just good domestic bowlers into fantastic IPL bowlers.
Now, another thing, apart from the pace department, I feel one of the area where they lack is the Indian batters. They have Virat, everything they spend on Virat Kohli, and then the top rock stars of T20 like Du Plessis, Maxwell and everyone. But if you see the next players who are going to come as Indian batsmen are Rajat Patidar, Mahipal Lomro.
Yeah, but Patidar is a great option, no?
Yeah, he is, but we need to see that he has to be consistent, right? He is still not proven. Few good innings, we can't say him that he's at that level. And then we have Mahipal Lomro, we have Dinesh Karthik. Again, Dinesh Karthik who only plays IPL.
Yeah, Dinesh Karthik is the issue.
So they have these little chinks in their armor, mainly the Indian batting and the pace bowling.
There's also Akash Deep, actually. I forgot about him. There's another fast bowling Indian all rounder. So that Indian bowler. So there are four options within fast bowling besides Siraj.
Yeah.
That could be good options. Yeah, but like I said, I think it depends on how they actually grow them and give them that space. Do you think they'll make the top four?
I have a doubt they will make into the top four. We will discuss after discussing all the squads that who do you think are going to be in top four. But as of now, I feel RCB is not going to make it in the top four.
And do they have a backup to Dinesh Karthik? Anuj Rawat, I guess.
Anuj Rawat, yeah. He's the only other. I think they should have gone for a good... Tristan Stubbs was a good wicketkeeper option, which they missed. But again...
That's four foreigners in the top order, right? Yeah. Top batsmen, they can't do that. Okay. Okay. Should we go to the next team then?
I think
we've done three already. That's good.
Yeah. So we can go to LSG.
Okay. LSG. Breathing space.
Yeah.
You've given...
I think we should start... This is the only team where we should start with the change in coaching department. So Gambhir has left.
Yeah.
Justin Langer has come. Both quite emotional cricketers. Very passionate.
Understatement.
Yeah. Now, let's see how they are going to play this. They have decent team. And they have made... I think last year also they made it to the top four, right? LSG have... They have made to the top fours in both the editions. They have been a very balanced team. Whatever happened... But I feel Gautam Gambhir has a good mind. Good cricketing mind. So now if we talk about, they have very good opening batsman and keeper, Quinton de Kock, who has been in, let's say, in form in the last few years. Then they have Devdutt Padikkal. I think they are going to be their openers. Then you will have Deepak Hooda and KL Rahul coming at 3 at 4 in any order. Then you will have very nice middle order of Nicholas Pooran and Marcus Stoinis. Then you will have Indian Krunal Pandya coming in. Then all the bowlers, Ravi Bishnoi, Mohsin Khan, Shivam Mavi. Then you can have Ayush Badhoni as your 12th person. And one more pacer, they can choose between Mohsin Khan or Yash Thakur.
Yeah, I think I'm really interested in seeing Ravi Bishnoi this year because he's been kind of blowing hot and cold, and generally, he's been a good option for, you know, the future of India in T20 even. He's still only 23. I think I'd be really hoping that he is somewhere in that, you know, top 10 bowlers for this year's IPL. It'll be pleasing to see, even though I don't support LSG at all. I don't think, though, besides him, there's much threat in this bowling lineup. I mean, there are a few options. I don't see Mark Wood is withdrawn anyway. There's Naveen Ulhaq Naveen Ulhaq may bowl. But it's a lot of decent bowlers like David Willey.
Mark Wood is withdrawn, right? He's not there.
Mark Wood is not playing now.
No, he's not playing.
David Willey, Stoinis, Krunal Pandya will bowl a bit. So yes, there's quite a few okay kind of bowlers. I think Yash Thakur as well may be a good one, just like we were talking about with Bangalore, where they've got some good youngsters who are kind of hoping to make their mark. Maybe I'll keep a good eye out for both Ravi Bishnoi and Yash Thakur, and maybe all the viewers should or listeners rather should as well.
I think one thing which I am looking forward to, how KL Rahul is going to do in the middle order.
Correct.
I don't think
he
is not going to play as an opener, which
I think they've announced that, right? They've announced that he is not an opener because that's his kind of his path into the Indian team.
Yes. So, because I'm not only looking how he's going to do in this IPL, because this will carve his way to the Indian team, because they are still looking, they are still not firm on the wicketkeeper whom they are going to pick for. It can be Ishan Kishan. They have said they will look at Pant as well. Then you have KL Rahul. Then you have Samson. So
Jurel,
I don't think Jitesh. Jitesh Sharma, but not Jurel for the T20. So KL Rahul, he has to play at 4 or 5, and he has to play at a good strike rate, because he has been very conservative in the previous two IPLs. A lot of matches they almost lost because he played a runner ball till 17th and 18th over, which he can't do now. So he has to play a different ball game, what he has played in the previous few IPL seasons.
Yeah, I agree. He's been kind of going for that orange cap every year, right? And this time it's more about him being kind of a finisher. But I think he'll still play a different role for Lucknow versus for India. India has a more, I'd say, star-studded batting lineup. Whereas with Lucknow, he'll be batting at 4. He'll still be a bit of an anchor. And in India, number 4 is Suryakumar Yadav. So he's coming
even
after that.
At number 4, he can still play an anchor, but like a little bit of anchor. Because you will have Pooran and Stoinis coming at 5 and 6, who can hit long ball from ball 1. So
wait, who's number 3 then?
Deepak Hooda will play. He has been playing as one down batsman for Lucknow for the past 2 seasons. He's there. He's fixed at the number.
So you've got who's Stoinis and Pooran as 6 and 5?
5 and 6, yes. Yeah. So again, they are going to play 3 overseas batsmen. Lee Kock is going to play, and then Pooran and Stoinis, they are going to play at 5 and 6. Again, the problem with them is they don't have very well-known Indian pacer. Or even if you say in terms of like, you have like Naveen Ul Haq and all those guys from Afghanistan and all those things, but no settled pacer from New Zealand or South Africa or Australia. This is where
that's a good observation. Yeah, that's a good observation. Yeah, I mean they have David Willey, but yeah, that's it. They need more such, you know, good T20 players.
Not only even if they are squad and they don't make it in the top 11, still the other squad members, the player like Shivam Mavi and Mohsin Khan, they can learn few tricks from them.
But this, I don't know, the squad seems weaker compared to the last 2 years. Did they lose some big names?
They lost Avish Khan from Indian.
Oh, yes. They lost Avish Khan because they traded him for Padikkal.
Yes.
To Rajasthan.
Okay. And it was very surprising to me because they are already weak on the fast bowling department, and they have traded Avish Khan, who apparently did well in the last 2 seasons for them. He even made it to Indian team because of his performance.
Yeah.
In IPL.
Have we hit our time?
We are on time. Now we can go to my team, which is Rajasthan Royals.
Wait, hang on. You're a Rajasthan Royals fan?
Yeah, I am the Rajasthan Royals fan, yeah.
How come you never said this before? Okay. Oh, that's...
I said last time that I support 2 teams, RCB and Rajasthan Royals. One of the reasons is because Rahul Dravid, my favorite player, he was associated with these 2 teams only. But out of these 2, I support Rajasthan Royals. Again, I have a thing for underdogs.
Well, I don't think they're going to be underdogs this year.
No, they are not going to
because be. Because I think mentally, they kind of portray themselves as underdogs, not mentally, but one sees Rajasthan as an underdog. They don't see them as these big teams like the ones which have these big name players in it, big name Indian players in it. But that team is actually really, really strong, I feel.
Yes. I think they are one of those squads who are actually quite balanced in all particular segments. If you see the batting and the spin attack, fast bowling, Indian players, or if we talk about the overseas player, they are quite balanced. They don't have like very, very fancy names, but they have very, very productive names.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, in terms of spin, I think they've probably got the best spin lineup across all 10 teams because they've got Chahal, Ashwin,
Chahal and Ashwin, they are definitely going to be they are going to be really and considering they are going to play half of the matches in Jaipur.
Yeah, and they have Zampa, who probably won't even play at all because of these two. But
they can
they
still
have
play
good.
him. Let's say if they are playing in Chennai, Chepauk, they can go with Chahal and Zampa and Ashwin, and they can just have two
They
paces.
won't, because they'll also play Riyan Parag. Riyan Parag will bowl. So I think we should talk about Riyan Parag. I feel like among all 10 teams, the one player that I'm really hoping has a breakthrough season, and I think is going to be like the under 23 star of the year, emerging player of the year. If he's eligible, I don't know technically if he's not, but he's still just 22, is Riyan Parag. Riyan Parag has had an outstanding, fabulous, world-class year in domestic, both in first-class cricket as well as in T20 cricket with the side Mushtaq Ali. He's been one of the best performers for Assam. Not one of the best, he's by far the best performer for Assam in terms of both runs as well as strike rate. You know, his T20, he's been striking at over 180. In his test matches, he's averaging, or not test matches, first classes, he's averaging over 70 this season. So he's done really well, but he's also always performed with the ball. So he is going to get that opportunity to showcase himself. However, I want him to even get more opportunity by batting at five. I don't think six is a position for him. I think six is somewhere where they could have maybe a Powell play at six, or
Yeah, Hitman Powell,
maybe
they
even
definitely they're
Edwin
going to
here.
play. One thing what I like about Rajasthan Royals is they are always very choosy when they are picking players. They do a lot of analysis. If you see one thing, they have, barring Jos Buttler, they really go with teams like Australia or England because first you spend a lot of money on them. Second, half of them they pull out. They always go with the teams like New Zealand, South Africa, or West Indies. Generally, you have rarely seen either they are really injured, see they have serious injury, then they back out, else they definitely play IPL. But most of the players who back out at the last moment are generally from England, Australia, and they hardly go for these players. Now, if you see, they are going to open with definitely with Jos Buttler and Jaiswal.
Probably the best lineup
Yeah.
across all 10, best
Then
opening
you will have
partnership.
Sanju Samson, who can play anchor role, who can hit the ball quite
Yeah,
long. Then you will
really good.
have serious hitters in Powell and Hitmer coming at 4 and 5. So they are well settled in the top
I mean,
five.
that's where I want Parag to come in at
No,
five.
I think Parag will come at 6. They are definitely going to keep him. They can shuffle between. The thing is, they can shuffle between number 1, 2, 3. They can have maybe Jos Buttler coming at one down or something. I think they will stick with Sanju Samson, but Sanju Samson is the one who can even open. So they have quite a bit top three. And then 4, 5, 6, they can call Parag up, or they can have Powell at 6, or they can hit Hetmyer at 6. Means they have good hitters in 4, 5, 6. And Riyan Parag is in a superb form. I think he made some 8 or 10, 50 plus scores continuously in the domestic T20
That's
tournament.
right, that's right.
Then you will have
Dhruv
Dhruv Jubail
Jubail.
coming at 7. Again, he has done quite okay in the last IPL. Then you will have Ashwin, Avish, Prasib Krishna is not playing. Then Trent Bolt and Yuzvendra Chahal. And instead of, they can have Kuldeep Sen, or they can have Navdeep Saini, Sandeep Sharma. They are all have been quite good in the previous IPL season. So I feel they are quite balanced. Only thing where I worry, only weakness which I see is they don't have batting from 8 to 11. After Dhruv Jurel, they will be completely clueless. Like in other teams, you will still find quite good hitters. After Jurel, I don't think anybody is going to come
Yeah,
in
unless they
batsman.
get maybe Shubham Dubey as a impact sub.
No, they are not going to. Because if you see in the top 7, only Rehan Parag can roll over his arm for a couple of overs. They are going to have 5 genuine bowlers from 8 to 12.
So they need more bowling
They don't
options as well.
have all-rounders actually. They have invested in pure batters or pure bowlers. Just look at the squad and you won't find, apart from Riyan Parag, who is also not a genuine all-rounder. He can just bowl few overs. He's not considered to be a genuine all-rounder. You don't have any name where you can see, yeah, this guy can give you 4 overs as well and can bat between 4 to 7.
That's right. Okay, good. Anyway, great team. Hopefully they make, not hopefully, I think they'll make top four, but like you said, we'll talk about that.
Yeah.
Who's next?
We can go to Delhi, Rishabh Pant.
Shall we do Delhi last? I really want to end on a happy note.
Okay, then we can go to Punjab 11.
Punjab Kings, okay?
Yes.
So they're playing in a new stadium. They're not playing at Mohali. So they've got a new stadium, which is a bit untested right now. So we'll have to see what impact that really has.
Where is that stadium?
I forget the name, actually. I'll have to check.
Oh, okay. So what do you think about the squad?
Well, I think it's not a they've got Harshal Patel who's come in. In general, I'm not super keen about their squad. I think
even I will be surprised if they make to the top four. They are going to start with Shikhar Dhawan as an opener. Again, a guy who only plays IPL. He's not playing any other tournament. Then you have Prabh Simran Singh, who is going to open with him. Then you have Johnny Bairstow. Again, I'm not very sure how he's going to do. But Bairstow and Livingstone are the top batters what they have from overseas. Livingstone, I can still understand. But Bairstow, if you are playing as a overseas batsman, I think. Then they have Indian batters in Taide and Jitesh Sharma. I feel they have a very, very weak middle order. And even I'm not very confident with their opening partnership with Prabh Simran and Shikhar. They are lacking a good current lot batter from India. They don't have anyone. Shikhar Dhawan, he's a guy who is already not in Indian plans. They actually don't have a single current lot Indian batsman.
That's interesting. That's a good observation. I think, however, a lot of it will depend on Rabada and which Rabada turns up now. I don't think we've seen too much of him very recently, and I'm hoping that just for us as fans, there is something fiery that we see from Rabada this season.
The only thing is with Punjab that they have quite decent bowling. Better than most of the teams, even as compared to the RCBs or...
Of course, RCB is... Because they got Arshdeep Singh, they got Chahal.
They have Arshdeep Singh, Rabada. They are going to be really... They are really good T20 bowlers. Then you will have Rahul Chahar, who has been a quite decent T20 bowler. Harpreet Brar and Sam Curran. So, I think...
And Harshal Patel.
And Harshal Patel. So, the thing is, I feel they have the bowling attack who can restrict the opposite team to 160-170. Now the thing, do they have enough batting to chase down this 160-170? That is going to be the question with them.
But they don't need to have great Indians, right? Because great Indian depth. Because sure, they don't have a current player, but still Shikhar Dhawan occupies that position as really strong Indian batter, even though he doesn't play for India anymore. It's kind of similar to RCB as well, right? RCB again will play three internationals, and so will Punjab, because they'll probably play Liam Livingstone.
The thing with Punjab is, if you look at their top 6-7 batsmen, you're not going to find anybody who is going to play for India or for their respective country in their first choice 11.
Besides Bairstow.
Even Bairstow is not going to make it in the top 11 of Indian for T20. I have a doubt. I think this is one of the teams where they don't have the first choice 11 players from either any country or from India.
I never understand Sam Curran. Sometimes he plays, sometimes he doesn't. But he was one of the top performers of the last World Cup. So he's probably there. But if you're talking about top batters, maybe Riley Russo plays. That's it.
So now we can go to Gujarat Titans.
Okay. Let's go to Gujarat. How much time do we have for Gujarat?
We have. Time is not an issue. We are running on time.
Okay. Gujarat.
Do you think you find a weaker squad post departure of Hardik Pandya?
Well, yeah, definitely it's a weaker squad because they've not really filled that gap. They've taken Azmatullah Umarzai. He is in a way a like-for-like replacement, but not of that proven level. He's a fast bowler. He had a really good World Cup recently, so he's a good option. But
I think Umarzai is slightly better bowler than Hardik Pandya, but he's way inferior batsman than
him. Yeah. And of course, he's not the captain that he was. And it's a question mark now to see how Shubman Gill does. Because see, Shubman Gill, I don't know if he's had a chance to prove himself at the top level as a captain. Of course, he does have some level of captaincy experience, but they've looked at him as a future option, right?
Yeah.
So he's their 5-7 year option for captaincy. So they've gone with him.
I'm not bothered that how he's going to perform as a captain. I'm more bothered that the captaincy pressure should not impact his batting. He should not have a poor IPL, because I'm really looking forward that he should be the backup opener after Rohit Sharma and Jaiswal in the T20 squad. He's one of the person who can really hit 500 plus runs every season, and he should be doing the same thing in this season as well. Then I think we are going to have, I think Matthew Wade is not coming in the initial few weeks, so I feel Rithiman Saha and Shubham Gill, they are going to open. And then they will have Sai Sudarshan and Vijay Shankar at 3 and 4. This is where I feel they have a weakness.
Yeah, Vijay Shankar at 4 is a big weakness.
Yeah, but then you will have David Miller, Shah Rukh Khan and Rahul Tewatia. Some Indian finishers in Shah Rukh Khan and Rahul Tewatia. Now the thing is, now we come to the attack. They are definitely going to play 3 overseas bowlers. I don't see them playing 2 or 3 overseas batsmen. Definitely they are going to play Rashid Khan, Noor Ahmed, Spencer Johnson.
They're going to play Noor Ahmed?
I think so. They are going to definitely play this combo of Rashid Khan and Noor Ahmed. They should play these two people. I think they are those two bowlers who can really... They can have like entire season, they will have the economy rate of between 6-7.
So you're saying that Kane Williamson won't play?
He might play, he might not play. It all depends what is the bowling combination. Because definitely they are going to keep Rashid Khan and Noor Ahmed, I feel.
And David Miller occupies one spot.
Now you're left with one. Now you want to play a bowler or you want to play a batsman.
You've got Omar Zai as well, right?
I think they can go with Omar Zai. And then you will have Mohit Sharma.
Yeah, but for your four foreigners, then you've got the 3 Afghani players plus David Miller and maybe Josh Little as backup.
Do you think Umesh Yadav or Kartik Tyagi, they are going to make? Because Omar Sami is not there.
Yeah, 100% Umesh Yadav will make it. And I think Umesh Yadav also will perhaps benefit from the 2 bouncer rule. Uh-huh. I think he's just going to go keep bowling his bouncers. I think it'll also be good if somebody like Umesh Yadav keeps good 2-3 overs in the middle overs, and then he just comes and he bowls those bouncers, because that's when you can have more fielders outside the circle, outside of the power play, and that's when the bouncers are going
to
go.
So I think they are going to go ahead with Indian pace attack of Mohit Sharma, Umesh Yadav and Kartik Tyagi, and they will have 2 spinners in Rashid Khan and Noor Ahmed. They are going to be the top 5 first choice bowlers, and then again we have already discussed the batting. They seem to be a quite balance side. The only worrying factor is how they are going to play between over 5 to 15 when you have Sai Sudarshan and Vijay Shankar at 3 and 4.
Okay. Yeah, balanced but not special.
I think still they are a team. I don't know whether it was because of Pandya or anybody else. They have really won the matches which they were on the verge of losing. So, like, Tewatia has played few good innings. Rashid Khan have got them few matches. Mohammad Shami, it's going to be a big factor. I think more than Hardik Pandya, the absence of Mohammad Shami is going to be a big factor.
Yeah, he's been in good form. I agree.
So now we are left with
Hyderabad.
Hyderabad.
We're left with Hyderabad,
and
Kolkata,
Delhi.
And
Delhi. Yeah. So now we will talk about Hyderabad, then Kolkata, and then we go last with Delhi. So Hyderabad, what do you think about
team? They've got a good, they've got a good 4 foreigners that they'll pick, which is strong. They've got Cummins as the new captain, the new player. He's calm. He's got a lot of pressure, even though he's probably not the first name that you put into a T20 team, but he now has to play. So maybe there's some pressure on him as well to perform, because he's got that price tag and that captaincy. There's Aidan Markram, who's been a good performer recently. Been doing really well for Hyderabad. Marco Jansen probably, I don't know about his fitness, but if he's fit, he'll probably get in, as will Hasaranga, but there's also Klassen. So actually, there's quite a few options.
I'll tell you, I feel this is going to be a SRH season. They are definitely going to be in the top four.
But
this,
but the team looks the same as it always has, except that
The Cummins is there.
Yes.
Then you have Bhuvneshwar Kumar. I have rarely seen season.
How is it different? How is the team different from before?
I feel that they have got Pat Cummins. Mostly, where they were lacking is they were not playing the players at the particular position. Like they picked Rahul Tripathi and they were playing him down the lane at 6-7. He's like one down guy. I feel, I don't know why, this is my gut feeling, I feel SRH is going to be in the top four. If you see, they have Travis Head. I think he's going to open with Abhishek Sharma. Rahul Tripathi, he has always been an underdog, but he has always performed. Then you will have Markram. Then you will have Klassen coming, Sundar coming, Abdul Samad at number 7, Pat Cummins at number 8, Bhuvneshwar Kumar at 9. Then you have bowlers to choose from Natarajan, Umran Malik. Then you have Hasaranga, Mike Markande. I think they have a good bowling attack and they have a decent batting to back them.
I actually feel that their team looks decent on paper, but I remember last year, perhaps when we did an analysis, we looked at the same thing.
Two things.
We saw the same thing, that they have a team that looks good on paper, but they came last year. And I'm thinking, what has changed this year? And the only thing that's changed is maybe Cummins has come in, Hasaranga's come in. Good names. Okay, Hasaranga is a good option. But are they the ones that are going to bring them from 10 to 4? I don't think so at all, because I think there's probably problems elsewhere. And that problem perhaps is within the management and the backroom staff that we can't see. I think Brian Lara and Tom Moody, I don't know if they're still involved. But that's something that I don't know if they can really find a solution to.
But I feel, if I look at their bowling, when they will have Pat Cummins, they will have Bhuvneshwar Kumar, Natarajan, Umran Malik, then we have Hasaranga as spinner and Washington Sundar as spinner. They have the attack who can even restrict 140-150. So they have always been a bowling team. Even when they have won the IPL, they've always been a bowler's side.
Yeah, but have Washington Sundar and Cummins, have they really shown that they're economical bowlers?
Let's see. I think we'll know in the coming 2 months. But I have a gut feeling they will make it to the top four.
And same with Umran Malik, right? I think Umran Malik, he hasn't shown that promise despite all the backing that he's had. Markande has also been around for quite a while, moving around teams, and he's kind of been an okay performer so far. But is he going to be the one that wins you the game? I don't know. Hopefully, let's see they do well. One name I want to talk about though is Abhishek Sharma. I think he's going to be a really strong option at the top of the order. Abhishek Sharma, he's been doing well.
Maybe he can bowl a
bit.
As well.
Yeah, exactly. Maybe he'll bowl a little bit as well with his left arm spin. But I think
with Washington Sundar and Abhishek Sharma in the top six, they are genuine bowlers who can give you 4-5 overs together.
Yeah, but so maybe that's really the thing, right? Maybe they have too many all-rounders, and you know, in this age of having the substitute, you probably don't need so many of them. I think a lot of it then depends on Markram and Klassen, but of course also on Agarwal. I mean, I think a lot of burden is on Agarwal.
Do you think he is going to be in the top 11? I have a doubt.
Oh, so then who's your...
Travis Head and Abhishek Sharma will open.
Oh, you're picking Travis. But then, hang on. Then you've got Klassen, Travis Head and Markram? I don't think they could do that. Because then they've got Cummins. And that's it. That's done. That means you're not picking Marco Jansen or Hasaranga.
It's going to be between... So either they want to have three batsmen or one bowler, or they want to have Hasaranga and Cummins. If Hasaranga and Cummins play, then I think... they have dropped one, and it's going to be Klassen. Again, Markram, he can bowl as well. So
yeah, there's quite a few options here. There's quite a few options. I don't think Klassen and Head both will play. I don't think that's required, unless Klassen is wicket keeping. I don't think he...
I think Markram is definitely going to play in the top 12, and with Pat Cummins. Now the thing is, and they are definitely going to pick Travis Head. Now the thing is, it's between Klassen and Hasaranga. They want to strengthen their bowling or they want to strengthen their batting. Let's see.
Mm-hmm.
Now, moving on to KKR.
I think, so here the big talking point is Shreyas Iyer. Shreyas Iyer, he's had a lot of things going on in the background. He's been unfit with his back injuries. He didn't really do well. He had a very good final in the Ranji Trophy. He came out and batted and made a very quick fire 95, but then he didn't take to the field the last 2 days, so that back injury is flared up again. So I think, I don't know where he's going to be. And if you remember last year, he actually dropped out of the entire IPL in preparation for the World Cup. So maybe, I don't know if he's saving himself a little bit for the T20 World Cup now or not.
I don't see him making it to the T20 squad. That's why he needs to
perform
and not in the anchor role. I don't think that this time anybody is looking, a lot of people with the anchor role. If they are going to pick Virat Kohli and Rohit Sharma, rest everybody has to be the...
And Shubman Gill and KL Rahul, then yeah. Forget about the World Cup. we'll make 120 for two.
I don't think they are going... Shreyas Iyer, he has to play a different game. So he is captain, but he needs to play with a strike rate of 160 plus for the entire season. Then only he can...
160, okay.
160 plus, not even 140 or 150. 160 plus... For the entire season, he has to maintain that strike rate to be so that he can be considered for the Indian squad.
So you're saying he's at the moment he's very much overshadowed by Rinku Singh, who's well ahead of him.
Yeah, Rinku Singh is going to play in the top 11 in the first
of the World Cup.
Of the World Cup, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
There's no chance because Rinku Singh, whatever opportunity he has got, he has not failed yet. And even when India were in one of the T20s where India were four down with, I think, 10-20 runs, and where Rohit Sharma made the century, I think, against Afghanistan, and they had a partnership of 160-170. So wherever he has got the opportunity, I think he has proven himself. Ringo is definitely going to play in the top.
You think somebody like a Venkatesh Iyer or Nitish Rana might have a chance of opening the batting?
Iyer will definitely going to... I think he opened last time as well, Iyer. So,
no, Iyer didn't play last year, right?
He opened... Iyer...
Shreyas Iyer didn't play because he...
No, Venkatesh Iyer.
Oh, sorry.
Venkatesh Iyer. Yeah. So, Venkatesh Iyer and Gurbaz is going to be their openers. Shreyas Iyer coming in...
Or Salt, right? Because Gurbaz and Salt, one of them is going to play. Because Salt has replaced Jason Roy in the team.
Yeah, it's going to be between them. And definitely either it is Salt or Gurbaz. They are definitely going to play an overseas wicketkeeper and who is going to open as well for them. Then they will have Venkatesh Iyer. And then followed by another Iyer, Shreyas. Iyer and Nitish Rana, they are going to play at 3 and 4. I don't know, maybe Narana can come at 3 or Iyer. I think Shreyas Iyer will come at 3. Then you will have good finishers in 5 and 6. Andrew Russell and Rinku Singh.
Rinku Singh, right.
Then the problem comes. Who is going to bat after 6?
Well, Mitchell Starc has to do everything because he's 24.75 crores. So, and he's not played IPL in 8 years. So if he's coming back like this, he has to do everything.
Then Sunil Narayan will come. Do you think they should again play Sunil Narayan as opener and they move
stop? I think that time is done. But that's where Venkatesh...
He's back. Gautam Gambhir in KKR camp. And he was the one who actually initiated Sunil Narayan to open with him.
Yeah, that's true.
He can make this move again. Because what it will do is, it will drop Russell and Rinku at 6 and 7. So they can have a good tail. They can have a very fast start in the top 6 power play with Sunil Narayan and Gurbaz. Then they can have two people, Venkatesh Iyer, Shreyas Iyer and Nitish Rana, who can play the anchor role or they can hit the ball. And then to finish the innings, they can have Andrew Russell. They can still make the same move. I don't know. We will see in the coming days. Because Sunil Narayan, he can be useful if he is actually opening the innings when you only have two fielders outside the 30-yard circle. He is going to be a complete waste. He is going to act as a tail lender if he comes at 7 or 8.
That's right, yeah. But I also feel like the teams have kind of figured him out a little bit right now with some change in pace, etc. at the top. And maybe he doesn't have it in him right now that he did before. But yeah, it is an option. Like you said, I think it's a good point about Gautam Gambhir coming back and maybe trying something new. Maybe there's something left field that we haven't thought about that happens.
One of the reasons they spent so much money on Mitchell Starc was that who is going to partner him? They actually don't have good pacers. If they are going to play Mitchell Starc as overseas pacer, then they are left with Harshit Rana, Vaibhav Arora, Chetan Sakaria and Shakib Hussain.
Yeah, and this is exactly why I feel like there's big gaps in this Calcutta side, Kolkata Knight Riders side. And I don't think they're really going to get anywhere this season. And if Shreyas Iyer doesn't have a giant season, then they'll be struggling.
I feel they have a weak bowling. Sunil Narayan and Mitchell Starc, they have to be in the top 5 wicket takers. They have to bowl really well. He has to justify his price tag. Then only they have a chance. Else, because I have seen Starc struggling in most of the T20s.
That's right.
I have always seen him going for a 10 run per over, 11 run per over, 9 run. But I've really seen him that he has actually bowled very economically.
Yeah. In fact, I feel like there's more chance of him breaking down than being the top bowler of this tournament.
I think they have a really poor bowling attack. The only thing is they have good middle order with Russell, Rinku and both Ayers and Nitesh Rana. Let's see how it turns out to be. Now we can come to Delhi Capitals.
Again, I think this team is... well, I'm not a fan of this team, which is why I kind of wanted to have some fun at the end. I don't see much happening from this team. I think their foreign players are probably going to be Warner, Andre Nokia,
Mitchell Marsh.
So I'm coming to Marsh, but besides Marsh, it's going to be Warner, Nokia, and maybe Jai Richardson. And so Marsh really...
Jai Richardson is not fit, right? He's not fit as of now.
Is it? Okay, I'm not
he's
sure.
He's not withdrawn, but he's not fit for the initial.
Okay, so then even worse. So yeah. Then my struggle with Delhi is I can't see them with four great foreigners. Mitchell Marsh has to basically bear the load of this team. And he will be the difference between... of two or three spots for them. Him and Kuldeep Yadav, his form is also really, really important. I don't know who their foreigners are going to be besides... if Jai is on...
There's a high chance that they might only go with three overseas players, with David Warner, Mitchell Marsh and Nokia.
They have Shai Hope. I don't know.
Tristan Stubbs they have.
Yeah, one of them may be a wicketkeeper, right?
Or they can go with Lungi Negidi.
Because Pant is not keeping, so unless...
He has been declared fit to keep as well.
Is he keeping this year?
Yeah, he has been declared. He has got the NOC both to play as
batsman. Oh, I remember, because they want him to keep consider him as a keeper in the World
Cup.
Okay.
So they have cleared him. So Pant is going to keep.
Then you're right. Then maybe three foreigners is what they may go with. Because they have...
They can go with Mitchell Marsh, David Warner. As a batsman, and they can go with Nokia and Lungi Negidi for the pace options.
Yeah, but besides, yeah, they have to, right? Because Ngidi is not playing, Ngidi is withdrawn. So,
he has withdrawn.
And if you're saying Jai Richardson's injured for the first couple of games or unavailable for the first couple of games, then they're going to struggle with their pace bowling.
They have Shai Hope, but I don't think they're going to play him.
No, but I'm talking about pace bowling, right? So, because who do they have then? They have Khalil and Ishant Sharma. Mukesh Kumar will play fine.
Mukesh, Khalil, Khalil Yadav and Nokia, they are going to be their three pacers. Then they will have Kuldeep Yadav and Akshar Patel as two spinners.
And so, Mitchell Marsh as all-rounder.
Yeah, they can have. You can use Mitchell Marsh. So, they need to use some Indian batters, or maybe they can play Tristan Stubbs if...
I see so many gambles in this team. It's a gamble in the sense that we don't know which players are going to play. It could be very different from match 1 to match 14, which team...
There are a lot of people who are going to have question mark over them.
Yeah,
we don't know.
So the other gambles, of course, are Prithvi Shaw. How is he
going to perform? And Rishabh Pant, yes.
We don't know how they're going to perform. We don't know anything about their form. Well... we know that their form is not there. So yeah, it's a challenge for them.
They are looking like a team who will be between 6 to 8 or even 7 or lower, maybe.
Well, if they're 6 to 8, then I'll struggle to find many teams below them. Yeah,
I think they are like 6 to 10. They will place
6 to 10.
Yeah, they are not going to make in the top 5.
That's good news. So then who will make the top 5 or top 4?
I think we have completed all the squads. I feel it's going to be, my personal feeling is, it's going to be Mumbai, it's going to be Chennai, it's going to be Rajasthan.
Correct. I think these three are more...
Yeah, settles. And then you will have fight between Gujarat versus Lucknow versus Sunrisers.
Okay,
for
so,
the fourth spot.
And you're saying Hyderabad, sorry, you're saying Bangalore is not...
No, there's no chance.
I mean, Gujarat and Lucknow have had 2 good seasons. So,
it's Gujarat difficult. Versus Lucknow. Yeah, again, as I said, still I feel is going to be Sunrisers Hyderabad at number 4. I know I'm a lot of people will not support this comment, but I feel they are going to be number 4. But keeping all things in like last season's, considering all the performance of how they were, I think fourth can be Gujarat.
Yeah, I can't.
With
I can't
people's disagree. Perspective, but I still feel it's going to be Sunrisers in the top 4.
Yeah, I can't disagree with Gujarat. I think, you know, they've got a magician superstar in Shubman Gill. So it's difficult to say that anything will go wrong. But actually, I'll if I have to pick 4, my 4th one will be Lucknow. I think they've got good balance in their batting and in their bowling. There's a few question marks, like we said, with their bowling, but generally, I think they may have what it takes. What about generally the winners of the purple and orange cap? Is there any new name that you'd put out there? Let's not go for the obvious ones like, you know, Gill, Jaiswal. Who else do you think?
I think if we see, it's the people who hit more than 500 runs, they are generally from the top 3 positions. You hardly see anybody from the middle order hitting 500 or more runs. So that's why if you discuss who is going, it's always going to come maybe Faf du Plessis or Jaiswal or Gill. These are the players. But if I have to throw few names... David Warner can be the one who can be in the... He is not going to have 150, 160 strike rate for the season. He will definitely be in mid-130s. But he can definitely... He is going to hit more than 500 runs, I feel. Apart from that, the regular names of Shubman Gill, Faf du Plessis, Jaiswal. These
yeah.
are the ones.
I think there's, yeah, Quinton de Kock, I think, may also
Quinton
have a
de Kock,
good,
yeah,
good
can,
one. I don't know if Butler will be able to do it, but...
I think he is low on confidence. I don't see him.
Yeah, alongside Jaiswal, yeah. Probably not. So, yeah, maybe he's an option.
So, these are the people I think they're going to have.
What about the bowlers?
Bowlers, I feel Yuzvinder Chahal is going to have more than 16, 18 wickets. He's going to be in the top 5. Then Kuldeep Yadav, again, I think he will have more than 16 wickets or 17 wickets. Apart from them, I think Jasprit Bumrah, if he plays the entire 14 matches. Oh, sorry, 16 matches. How many?
14.
14,
14 plus, right? Then 14 in the league, yeah.
So, if he is going to play all 14 league matches, Jasprit Bumrah, I think these are going to be the ones.
Yeah.
Indian bowlers. I don't see Rashid Khan. Yes, Rashid Khan came in the 4th. 3 spinners on 1 pacer. These are the 4.
Yeah. I think Arshdeep hopefully will also have a good season again. Let's see how this new stadium, Mullanpur, performs. What about just generally, if you don't think about orange cap and purple cap, players who you think will have kind of a breakthrough season? New players. Let's not talk about anyone who plays internationally regularly.
I think I would like to have a happy headache when the IPL gets finished.
Good
Let's
one.
Say if Prithvi Shaw ends up with 600 plus runs.
Good one, yeah.
Shreyas Iyer ends up with 600 plus runs.
Yeah.
KL Rahul hitting 500 runs in middle order with 160 strike rate, then you will have to think what squad you need to pick.
Sanju Samson.
Again, Sanju Samson, if he is hitting, I think Sanju Samson, after becoming captain, he has, his approach is quite conservative. He's not that free flowing, but yeah. I want these guys to actually hit 600 runs with good strike rate to give a good headache while picking up the Indian squad. This is what I want.
I actually think of someone at that number 6-5-6 position, which could be, maybe
Rinku,
it could be
Rinku and Jadeja.
No, well, they're already there. But I'm talking about, you said Rinku is already in the 11. Yeah. I'm talking about people who are not there. So I'm thinking of names like Shivam Dubey. I'm thinking of names like Riyan Parag. I'm not talking about the India team.
Yeah,
okay. I'm talking about people who have a breakthrough season. Mm-hmm. And I do think Riyan Parag is going to carry his form forward and have a breakthrough season. And I think Shivam Dubey is also going to... he's already broken through in a way, but he's going to continue his strong form if he's fit and continue making himself an option in that position for India.
Let's see, we have discussed the top four. Who do you think is going to win the IPL?
So I have to say Mumbai, obviously.
I think it's going to be Rajasthan.
Rajasthan, yeah, well, it'll be a good one if it's Mumbai versus Rajasthan. I think it'll be good seeing Rohit Sharma just tonking Ashwin and all these people all over.
One question from you. How do you think the season should go for Hardik Pandya? Do you think?
I think this is the blockbuster question and probably a good one to end with, which is Hardik Pandya and Rohit Sharma.
If Mumbai Indian wins the IPL trophy this year, so then all the talk about Hardik Pandya versus, it's going to stop, right? So he has a huge pressure to perform.
And I think he will. I think he's shown in the last 2 years that he can perform as a captain and as a player. I think he's back home. He's in a very professional outfit with Mumbai Indians where you know that they will back a player like him. They're the ones, the management, you know, Jayavardhana and the rest of them are the ones that have really put themselves forward and Boucher to pick Hardik Pandya. I don't see why they won't back him and give him that space. And I think Hardik will flourish in that space. And I actually think that Rohit Sharma is not going to be an issue the way we as fans sometimes think. You know, these guys, like I said, again, are
very mediocre IPL last three.
I think it's fine for him to focus on the T20 World Cup and in the IPL play as a batsman. And Hardik Pandya basically saying, okay, look, go ahead, just go have fun. Forget about field placement. Forget you, Rohit Sharma, you can be our impact player. You can be our impact sub. You or Chawla, one of you. That's fine. But just focus on your batting. Don't think about being an anchor. We have players who are going to be anchors. Go have fun. So I think it'll end up well for Mumbai.
One last tricky question before we end. If Mumbai Indian wins the IPL trophy, what do you think, who should be the captain for the T20 World Cup? Pandya or Rohit?
That's decided already. So it's not tricky because it's going to be Rohit Sharma.
Again, I'm adding this point that if he performs in this IPL and if he wins the trophy this time, so he's kind of captain who took his team three times continuously to the finals,
yeah,
and winning two times.
He'll have his time. He can be the, you know, the Ranbir Kapoor or the Ranveer Singh, but ultimately there's still Shah Rukh Khan, which is Rohit Sharma.
Yeah, good one. Good one.
There we go. I found that. Okay. Let's see who wins. My prediction is Mumbai. Sumit's prediction over here is Rajasthan. I don't think it's one to be argued with. I think there's good options, but can't wait. Let's look forward to the IPL.